A farmer's time is valuable. That's why Blaine's Farm and Fleet has made shopping for your must-haves quick and easy. Simply order online at farmandfleet.com and pick up your items in just 1 hour in their convenient drive-thru. Or try Farm and Fleet same-day local delivery option.
She's sweeter than a glass of chocolate milk and louder than a morning rooster. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
All right, rainfall reporters, what you got? Welcome in. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. 1.2 inches of rain in my rain gauge on the west side of Madison. That's total for the weekend. I see Mark in Fitchburg picked up better than 2 inches of rain, but that was even as of Saturday. What you got? Our talk text line is open for you. 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. We do have more rain coming our way about midweek with thunderstorm activity expected on Thursday. Today, everybody just cloudy skies, still a little on the breezy side. Winds today out of the west-southwest gusting over 15 miles an hour. That means there's small craft advisories for folks along the lakeshore. 52 is our expected high today. A little warmer in the Madison area, maybe around 66. Warmer yet in the Milwaukee area, 69 degrees. Tomorrow, sunshine and in the mid to upper 60s. Wednesday, partly cloudy, but temperatures will easily be in the 70s. And then, like I said, Thursday, we've got more showers and thunderstorm activity back in the forecast. Stumach on the way with that. We're introducing you to another one of our Alice in Dairyland finalists. They're on their way to Door County Friday to begin the final phase of their interviews. We're talking today with Katrina Hosley from Denmark. Tess Kirkson from the Wisconsin State Fair is going to join me early this morning because they're all excited about a big event happening at State Fair Park in West Allis tomorrow. And it still involves animals and kids. That's all I'm going to say. Tess will tell you the rest. And we are talking more about this severe weather stretch that's coming into Wisconsin. You know, some folks in northeast Wisconsin went without power a couple days earlier this year when snow took out storm lines. You don't want to be in that position again. Jeff Melcook from A1 Electric in Monroe has got some tips. If you rely on electricity to get your job done, stick around.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
A term in a farming practice we hear more about all the time, biologicals. I'm Bob Bosol at the northern end of the world's longest barn in Eau Claire. We talked about biologicals recently with agronomist Matt Omakin of Short Lane Ag in central Wisconsin. Matt told us it is a very big topic.
For instance, if somebody was going to show you an image of all the various companies and entities that have invested and have been producing biologicals, it couldn't fit into one single sheet. It's hundreds upon thousands of different companies and entities that have been investing, researching, and producing biologicals. It became a strong talking point probably about like 6 years ago, I would say. But honestly, the discussions kind of started 10, 12 years ago, where there was a few products coming out like, you know, quick roots was still a big thing. More and more different formulations of soybean inoculants were being produced, meaning longer shelf life, more bacteria, actually taking a particular attention of what bacteria goes into it. And biologicals have been used in the agriculture field for a long, long time, but mostly has been limited to just seed inoculants, whether it's for corn, soybeans, small grains. But now, through decades of research and investment, and I'm talking billions upon billions of dollars by the industry, we're starting to see the fruit of all that hard work and research. And we're starting to see just wide variety, different kind of products and materials, and in different application forms. So for instance, there's dry formulations, there's liquid formulations, some that go on foliar, some that go in furrow. So when we're talking about biologicals, we're talking about living organisms that creates a symbiotic relationship or are a positive host to the cash crop or the main crop to create higher yield potential, better plant health and a positive response to negative environments, whether it's wet, cold soil, whether it's nematodes, insects, et cetera, et cetera.
As we look at biologicals on that, the long-term value of biologicals are what?
The formulations and the packaging, everything is relatively new, but a lot of the inert ingredients are decades upon decades old and have been limited to just small research plots. As of right now, when I work with growers, it's in-season applications, in-season results. There hasn't been enough plot data or enough field research to showcase that, you know, once these things are put into the ground, they'll keep reproducing year after year after year. 100% of the time, they're put in that ground, they're used that season, and then you got to replenish it for the next year. There's two different pathways people are using it. One is preventative action, meaning they know they're going into a field system where, let's say, soybeans are going into white mold or corn's going into some heavy insect or fungi activity, and they want to create an environment that has more consistency and eliminate all the negative impacts that can happen to that crop. So that's one path. Another path is basically to see what more they could get out of it. Because at the end of the day, when it comes to a farmer, it's about profit per acre, right? So you're going to look at different avenues, methods, and ways that you can increase that profit margin. So if you could take a product that has an economic value, meaning that it has high efficacy, meaning like it works consistently and you get a consistent result, and it's at a good cost value. And sometimes those are both of the same, but those are two main ways that I see people using them. And if I was going to give anybody advice on using biologicals, try the product and make sure you grow your salesman or your agronomist on the best method of application. And then when you're putting it into your field, leave a test strip. And I'm talking in-field. Don't do a field-by-field comparison. So if you have 40 acres, just leave a couple passes where you're not putting that product on. That's the only way you're going to see if that product is a good fit for your field systems. By far and away, that's the most effective thing that a farmer could do. Don't wait for other plot data. Create your own.
So what biologically works better in Wisconsin, in our climate, our soil environment, with the bugs and weeds and things like that that we have? What products have you found work best in our corn, soybean, our normal rotations?
Besides your main cash crops having an immediate response, the best method of application has been if that product can get soil contact, whether it's applied early through like a herbicide early burn down, so like there's not as much plant material to catch it and then more of it can hit the soil, or in furrow application. So that would be the first thing that I would say. If it can get into the ground, that is by far the most effective way, because then that stuff can start growing, colonizing around the plant, and that's where it works the best, is when that seed is a seedling and it's emerging, and that's where it's the most vulnerable. So that would be number one.
Matt, the bottom line is then, by using biologicals, we're making a better bottom line. They're making the crops perform better, yield more, and keeping weeds, insects in check.
That's the main thing, too, is that somebody could be looking at this from, you know, like a backed-up viewpoint and say, like, these are just bugs in a jug. This is just a Band-Aid addressing a bigger problem that could be from, like, poor rotations, tillage practices, loss of soil profile structure, all that kind of stuff. But you can't deny that, yes, these products do create yield increases, and we do see that there's lots of examples of where we see better plant health and stress mitigation. So, like, for example, like we did a trial on Heads Up last year on a soybean seed treatment, and its big call to action is mitigating white mold damage on soybeans. Well, we didn't see white mold in this field, but yet we saw 4 to 5 bushel increase where we had this Heads Up. And we noticed that those plants had better plant health, they didn't dry out as fast, and they had better pod fill. So that's the other thing, is that once you start kind of shopping through and really doing the research of like what makes up these biologicals, you can find these products where like you get really good results and you get basically a stress mitigator to create better consistency for that plant. And that's the other thing, is that just because it says a biological doesn't mean it's going to work. You got to do your due diligence of asking, I want to see what's in this thing. I want to see the bacteria. I want to see the count. I want you to tell me how I can mix this. For example, in Invita, once you crack that jug open, you start a clock. Like, it's living bacteria, and you got to handle it really, really specifically. A lot of times where people say, like, hey, Invita didn't work for me, is because it was mixed wrong, and the bacteria got cold shocked, or it got shocked in general, and then they just died. Versus a product like Maneuver that's in a pill bottle form, 6 grams per acre, it's in spore form. It's a pretty robust formulation in spore form, and it's really hard to kill bacteria when it's in that formulation. You can put that into anything. And the other thing is that you can find some products where it doesn't list what's in it. It just says naturally derived products. Like, you don't want to trust that. You want to have something that's got some research behind it. It showcases what's in there, and then ask case studies on this to see if this works.
Matt Omakin with Short Lane Ag in Colby and other areas around central Wisconsin with biologicals. Again, do your homework. They work. But like every other product on the farm, you have to use them the right way. From the northern end of the world's longest barn in Eau Claire, I'm Bob Bosol.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Every time you saw her, she pinched your right cheek. She gave you a peppermint candy and that special wink. You loved Aunt Gladys. But now the boxes of precious moments, stacks of encyclopedias, and heavy outdated furniture is making you crazy.
At Two Men in a Junk Truck, we don't just remove junk. We restore your sanity. Experience the calm after the clutter. Visit twomeninajunktruck.com today for your free estimate.
Keep what you love. Ditch what you don't.
Have you been wanting to try non-surgical body sculpting, but unsure where to start? We can help.
A skincare minute with skincare expert Michelle Neeson.
M-Sculpt Neo is a game changer in the world of body contouring. With its dual technology of heat and magnetic energy, Neo can reduce fat by 30% and increase muscle mass by 25%. With Neo, you can enjoy simple, comfortable sessions and no downtime. You'll even feel stronger in just a few sessions. One patient recently said, "I can tell in my crunches and golf swing. I wish I had known about this sooner." This was after only 2 treatments. M-Sculpt Neo is perfect for those looking to kickstart their fitness journey, enhance their athletic performance, or simply feel more confident in their own skin.
Let your natural beauty shine through.
To learn more, visit rejuvenationclinicofsaukprairie.com.
Some spaces become a catch-all for everything you want to keep in storage. Make use of that wasted space now.
What about the basement?
Rec rooms, an office, extra bedrooms for growing teenagers are all popular uses for an upgraded basement. Actuate Improvement is a full-service design and remodeling company specializing in kitchens, baths, and basements. Let's get the conversation started with a complimentary estimate, consultation, and suggestions. ActuateLLC.com. Design, create, actuate.
If your conversations always start with the weather, welcome to the Midwest Farm Report.
Thanks so much for all your early rainfall reports. I appreciate it. North of Burnett, almost 0.8 of an inch rain, quarter size hail on Saturday, 0.5 in Pewaukee, about a 1/3 of an inch of rain in the Alto area with lightning on Saturday. Looks like Dennis by Brownsville, 0.5 inch. Linda by Reeseville had about 0.5 of an inch and says foggy this morning. I had 1.2 in my backyard on the west side of Madison. We'll talk weather with Stu Muck in a moment. If you want to get your rainfall reports in right now, the number, toll-free, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. You know, this is the severe weather time of the year for a lot of folks in Wisconsin. Fortunately, Wisconsin did not see the tornadic activity that they did elsewhere, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be prepared. A fellow named Jeff Malcook can tell you all about it. He's a construction manager with A1 Electric in Monroe, and he says now is really the time to make sure all of those items you're going to need just in case of severe weather are prepared.
There's always something more important that day than going around and checking the poles or checking the wiring, looking up, seeing if the wires are sagging, seeing if you've got a busted support, because there's no downtime on a farm. It's always go, 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 go. There's always something to do, especially this time of year. But we are seeing a lot of rotted off poles where literally the only thing that's holding the pole up is the wire stretching between two buildings or two points.
Yep. That's Jeff Melcook, who is with A1 Construction Monroe. So be proactive. Take the time. And he says, when disaster occurs, make sure that generator's ready.
Just making sure that your generator, if you're running one that's PTO-driven, have it looked at once in a while. Every year would be great, but every couple years at least have it taken in, put on a load test, make sure that everything's still in operational order, not so that the day you need it, it is operational. And also be aware that, you know, as you do facilities upgrades, you should be looking at, okay, is my standby electrical system big enough to handle the loads that I've added?
Yeah. Jeff Malkook with some good points. You know, he said the other thing is, remember, if the power does go out, don't try to run the entire farm at once. Farm generators, he said, were never sized to run the milking equipment, ventilation equipment, feeding equipment, water system, and the entire house all at once. So maybe use that opportunity to check on that today. We're checking in on weather now. Compure Financial Ag Weather Monday. Stu Muck, Ag Meteorologist, along with us. You heard some of the reports that I got. I forgot some folks did pick up hail over the weekend. What other reports do you have?
Oh, I had about 1,400 some an inch in my gauge. From what I can tell now, La Crosse had about an inch and a half, a little over an inch and a half. Milwaukee hasn't been quite that fortunate, somewhere around 4 or 5 tenths, at least from Friday into Sunday night. So, you know, rainfall amounts are all over the board. One is going to be bigger than the other. It just was that kind of a system. In fact, the system this morning is still in Minnesota, and there's kind of a warm front right over towards southern Wisconsin, but most of the rain has been pushing through. There's a narrow band from O'Donnell around Monroe, just up to west of Madison, up into the central parts of Wisconsin. A little rain from southern Lake Winnebago, Fond du Lac, and down toward Milwaukee. The heavier rain pushing out over Lake Michigan this morning. And there's some rain up north of Chippewa Falls back into Minnesota. With that low moving east and northeast, I expect that rain will push through today. A little patchy fog, more likely something to think about this morning. And then a little light rain around yet for later today or into the nighttime. We dry it out somewhat heading through Tuesday. Temperatures stay mild. That's all great. Another low approaches Tuesday night. Some showers may last early Wednesday, and then periodic rain possible on toward Wednesday night right to the end of the week. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Any lender can tell you about banking, but few know the business ins and outs of farming and ranching. That's where Compere Financial stands apart. We are here with unparalleled ag industry expertise, a forward-thinking mindset to identify your challenges and opportunities, and the ability to support smart decision-making for your operation. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin Strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All right, buddy, let's have that forecast.
All right, a little rain yet this morning, some fog and clouds, of course, calling a mostly cloudy day still. Rain will gradually end. We'll end up in the upper 60s, could be a 70 here or there today. South winds becoming even southwest, 5 to 15. Partly cloudy overnight, clearing a bit, down in the mid-40s. That's about normal or above. West winds, 5 to 15. Mostly sunny Tuesday, a drier day. A lot of us right around 70, and west winds at 5 to 10. But Tuesday night, showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Late in the night, early into Wednesday morning, that rain chance around. And by Wednesday, some sun returns. Could be a little rain again later in the day, about 70 or low 70s, Pam. Northwest winds 5 to 15. A little more likely we see more measurable rain again Wednesday night into Thursday.
Stephanie and Charity are out in Washington, D.C. with other farm broadcasters for our spring conference, and they were telling me that the coolest it's going to be in Washington, D.C. while they're there is 87 degrees.
Oh, man, that sounds like summer.
That's what I said to him. I'm glad it's you guys. I'll stay back here and do the work. You guys go out there and walk around on the concrete at 87 degrees on the cool day. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, buddy, good enough. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. Appreciate it, Stu.
All right, see ya.
Stumacher, Ag Meteorologist, with your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Compure Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. Visit Compure.com and find out more. Again, rainfall reports, thank you so much. I'm checking in. Roxbury, 0.6 inch in the course of the time. So send them in, 877-301-FARM.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer. Nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Strange popping sounds coming from your jaw when you eat? Neck or facial pain? Unexplained headaches or migraines? Grinding your teeth or sleep apnea? These could be caused by TMJ disorder, the dysfunction of the jaw muscles and joints. The TMJ and Sleep Center takes a non-invasive, people-friendly approach to realigning your jaw muscles and joints using neuromuscular measurements and custom treatment plans. No surgery, no daily medications. To learn more or schedule a free consultation, visit tmjpaincenter.com.
Have you heard about our Rejuvenation Clinic Body Suite? If not, now is the time to learn more.
A skincare minute with skincare expert Michelle Neeson.
Non-surgical aesthetic body treatments have progressed greatly in the last 10 years. We are proud to offer the best devices on the market that deliver incredible results. M-Sculpt Neo treats unwanted body fat and builds muscle mass. Cool Sculpting Elite reduces stubborn fat bulges and has multiple applicators to treat many areas of the body. M-Cella is a revolutionary electromagnetic chair that strengthens pelvic floor muscles to treat mild to moderate urinary incontinence. Our providers love to analyze your concerns and come up with the best treatment plan for you, oftentimes even using a combination approach so you get the best results.
Let your natural beauty shine through.
To learn if our body suite treatments can help you, call Rejuvenation Clinic of Sauk Prairie.
Your parents moved to a smaller house. They're happy. But how'd you end up with their leftover furniture in your garage? And is that a box of sewing patterns from the 1970s? It's time to call Two Men and a Junk Truck, a division of Two Men and a Truck, to get it hauled away today. Get a free no-obligation estimate. We recycle and repurpose usable stuff. Experience the calm after the clutter. Visit twomenandajunktruck.com.
Keep what you love, ditch what you don't.
Now that I refurbished my entire living room with Lazy Luxury, everyone keeps asking, is that a Lazy Boy recliner? What they don't know is that my budget allowed me to redecorate for a fraction with free in-home design included. I say yes. At Lazy Boy, customizable fashion and luxury can be this simple.
Lazy decorators love Lazy Boy. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Madison, East Springs Drive near East Town Mall.
Turn a remnant into a remarkable look with the selection at Wise Way Flooring. Hundreds to choose from in all lengths and sizes. With cash and carry discounts, this is an economical way to carpet your home office, family room, or bedrooms. I'm Jeremy Yenser of Wise Way Flooring, inviting you to visit our showroom in Watertown, Lake Mills, and Econimwalk. See how our warehouse remnants might be the right thing for you.
Commercial or residential, the wise have it. Log on to ineedflooringnow.com.
Over four decades of turning customers into loyal friends, and the reason is simple.
Here at Denny's Jewelers, we make jewelry shopping easy, relaxing, and because we have something for everyone.
Hand-selected diamonds and gemstones.
Custom design, appraisals, fashion jewelry, watches, repair, and even jewelry restoration.
Stop by and allow us to turn you into our next true friend.
You work hard at your game because for you, it's not just a game. It's your passion. But that plateau feels like an eternity.
Level up with Carbon World Health's state-of-the-art recovery modalities. Restore your body and mind with cryotherapy, red light therapy, vitamin drips, and more. Embrace your athletic journey with Carbon World Health, a hormone health and fitness spa.
Madison West, and CarbonWorldHealth.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
And now a break from the Farm Report with Pam Yonke for a sports report.
Rob, I'm going to combine a couple topics I had today into one and ask you a question about this. And I'm really high on Cooper DeJean. Hell, everyone is. And here's why I don't think, even if he's there, why the Packers won't draft him. Because everyone's picking it. Every mock draft has it. Everyone wants him. Everyone is like, DeJean's the guy. I go back, and then I'm going to ask you, Robbie, on the worst pick in your lifetime and the best pick in your lifetime. And I'll couple this when, for me, I mean, there's a lot of bad picks that are really prevalent. But for me, it's like the pick that didn't happen, and this goes to T.J. Watt. Everyone, the blind, deaf, and dumb even knew that T.J. Watt should be a Packer. He was there right for the picking. And our guy, the Silver Fox, old Teddy, he traded back, ended up getting Kevin King and Vince Beagle out of it. To me, that's just like, I still like have nightmares about it. I still wake up in a cold sweat thinking about it sometimes. So for me, it's like the pick that didn't happen. It could be one of the worst. I know you got Mandrich up there and Sherrod, whatever. But for me, it's the pick that didn't happen. What's in Rob Reichel's lifetime, we'll start with the worst and then your best for Packers draft picks?
Yeah, you know, Mike Sherman had a lot of worst in his 4 or 5 years as general manager. Evil from Too Small, Jamal Reynolds, he had a bunch.
Sorry, Justin Harrell.
Although Harrell was Teddy Thompson's, that was 07, I think. By then, Sherman was gone. Tony Mandarich is probably the worst pick in franchise history, Ebo. And he's in the discussion for worst in league history. And it's not only because he busted at number 2, Ebo, which he obviously did, but just remember who went 3, 4, 5 that year, right? Obviously, Troy Aikman came off the board at 1. And then Green Bay was sitting there in the catbird seat at number 2 with a lot of, staring at a lot of great talent. So now, Evo, here's what goes in the next 4 picks, all right? Barry Sanders, 3 to the Lions. You can make the case he's the best running back in the last 30 years. Derek Thomas, one of the greatest pass rushers we've ever seen at number 4. Hall of Fame player, just like Barry Sanders was. Deion Sanders goes 5 to Atlanta, arguably the greatest corner in league history. So, Evo, you've got 3, 4, 5 there that are all in the Hall of Fame that are certainly in the discussion of the best player at their position over the last, 3 decades, maybe ever. So my worst pick probably is Tony Mandarich, Evo. I know that's low-hanging fruit.
Well, that's a clubhouse leader right now, Rob, for everyone. That's a clubhouse leader.
That's a super easy one. But, man, that's as bad as it gets, Evo.
And then, Rob? The best for Rob Reichel. Someone had said whatever draft pick we sent for Brett Favre was the best one.
Yeah, which was actually a first, and it was the 20th pick, if I remember right, overall, Ebo. So, and it was, I think Atlanta took a running back that bombed. I mean, so that certainly played out. I mean, there's a bunch of them, right? I mean, they have the franchise's all-time leading receiver with Donald Driver in round 7. They have, obviously Aaron Rodgers at pick 24, wins the Super Bowl, wins 4 MVPs. It would be hard to argue against Rodgers, Ebo, in terms of where he went in the draft. Now you could go down and make the case, right? They found remarkable players in the middle round. I guess, you could play this game a lot of ways, right? You get extra weight. You get extra points for finding a guy in round 5, right? They found Dorsey Levens in round 5, for example. He was an elite running back on a Super Bowl champion team. They found Antonio Freeman in round 3. He was the best receiver in football for a stretch of time in the 90s. They have hit a lot in mid-round picks. They've been unbelievable, Evo, finding offensive linemen in the middle rounds that have gone on to do great things to be Pro Bowl players. I mean, cripes, they took Mark Kouser, for example, in round 7, right? They took Lang and Sitton in round 4. I mean, there's a long list of guys, Evo, but to get a 4-time MVP, Super Bowl winning quarterback, a Hall of Fame quarterback, I wasn't a big fan of the Aaron Rodgers drama and all that over the last number of years, man. But Ebo, to get a quarterback like that who's in the discussion for 10 to 15 years of being the best player at his position in the league, it's kind of tough to argue against that. I mean, we can go back to Bart Starr, right?
In the 60s. I said in your lifetime, Robbie.
I know you did. I'm not quite as old as the draft where they found Bart, Ebo. So we're gonna stick with Rodgers for right now. Back to worst picks ever, though. You remember?
And now back to the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Because we know your barn smells like money. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Well, and the wind is going to be blowing again today out of the southwest up to 16 miles an hour. That's got a small craft advisory out all along the lakeshore. Looking for temperatures today only in the upper 50s for the La Crosse area, mid-60s for the Madison area, and closer to 70 degrees in southeast Wisconsin. Sunshine tomorrow and the low 70s maybe, and then Wednesday, sunshine as well. We do have another chance of thunderstorms popping back up in the forecast coming up a little bit later in Thursday's forecast. So today is the 29th day of April. What can I tell you? On this day in 1968, the musical Hair went to Broadway. It was all about the peace and love movement around the Vietnam War. Hair goes to Broadway on this day back in 1968. On this day in 1992, all kinds of riots erupted in Los Angeles. It was after the Rodney King trial on this day back in 1992. Happy birthdays today. Comedian Jerry Seinfeld, who was just in Green Bay recently. He turned 70 years young today. Daniel Day-Lewis, great actor, 67. Michelle Pfeiffer, she's 66. And Uma Thurman turns 54 today. And now you know. We've been working to let you know a little bit more about the Allison Dairyland finalists that are headed to Door County on Friday to begin the final phase of their interview process. Saturday evening, the finale in Sturgeon Bay. Today, we introduce you to Katrina Hosley. She is originally from Denmark and a farming operation there. Currently a student at UW River Falls, getting ready to graduate with degrees in Ag Business Communications and Ag Management. She explains a little bit about her background and how she became motivated to become our next agriculture ambassador.
Growing up in agriculture, it was always natural to find that career in the ag industry, but I didn't know what that necessarily looked like for me. So I jumped up to the University of Wisconsin River Falls, found that love for storytelling through my involvement in 4-H and FFA, and now I'm a fourth-year student there pursuing a degree in agricultural marketing communications and agricultural business. One thing that I really like to point out is that when you look at the agricultural industry, 1 in 9 jobs relates to agriculture, and they're not all in production agriculture. We need all kinds of kinds, whether it be bankers, marketers, or people in the processing, all kinds of kinds, like I said. So that's one thing that I really look forward to throughout these upcoming months is promoting that the Allison Dairyland program connects with people of all kinds, all backgrounds, and encourages them to get involved in agriculture, whether it be having conversations with their local producers or just having that understanding of where their food comes from when they are in the grocery store.
You know, I always think it's a benefit coming from agriculture, but it also can get a little frustrating, like you said, when you know so much, but our consumers and a lot of the people around us don't.
That really is tough, and that's what I'm here to do today, is to share that true and inclusive story of agriculture, whether it be with fourth grade students through the Expedition Agriculture Program or with local consumers at a farmer's market, just having a conversation, asking them about their experiences in ag, what do they know, and then tailoring that conversation to fit their needs and how can I best be an advocate for agriculture, putting it into terms that they understand, they comprehend, and putting agriculture in a light that fits them best. How can they most actively get involved in the industry is something that I greatly look forward to.
Yeah, no, Alice gives you so many different opportunities. When you lay awake at night thinking about, I would, if I could, what kinds of things pop to your mind?
Well, there are quite a few. One thing exactly would be to really hone in on that place for everyone in agriculture. If I could, I would love to elaborate on the social media pages more about the variety of careers in agriculture. Looking at the 2022 census that just came out, the opportunities for agriculture are insane. Like, now is the time for young people to find their mark in agriculture. So whether they be in FFA, in a math classroom, no matter what that setting is, how can we, as through the Alice in Dairyland program, have those conversations to get their minds thinking from a young age about agriculture? Again, where does that fit seem to be for them, and no matter what size, shape, or scope? Another thing that I look forward to is experience agriculture as a whole. As I mentioned, I grew up on a dairy farm, and for the longest time, dairy is all that I knew, until I became a state officer and spent 2 weeks on the road looking at all kinds of agriculture, and now I've turned into a cranberry nut. I love driving by the cranberry bogs and having that understanding of different products in Wisconsin, how they're made, how they're processed, and the insights behind the industry. So throughout my year as Alice in Dairyland, if selected, I am just going to be a learner along with everyone that I talk to, picking up what I can about the industry and just getting all that I can out of this experience.
Now, you mentioned you're going to be graduating from River Falls, and storytelling was what really engaged you into this. Tell me a little bit about your experiences on the River Falls campus. I went to school there. I know it's a border school, and there's a lot of people in that on that campus now that don't come from agriculture. Did you find yourself already doing storytelling well on campus?
100%. One opportunity that I think really highlights this is through my involvement with Collegiate Farm Bureau at UWRF. I was a co-chair for Ag Day on Campus, which is one of the university's largest activities. To give a little backstory, it engages students across campus and the community to get involved in agriculture. So we hit students of all colleges, of all degrees, just to get them engaged in the conversation of what agriculture is. Mm-hmm. And throughout this experience, it was hard. Being in the College of Ag, it's so sometimes cluttering in your head to think you're in such that agriculture mindset. Taking a step back and realizing that there's people on our campus that don't necessarily understand agriculture, don't understand what we do, and with such a heavy ag population on campus, that was such an impactful event to get them engaged and understand what we do at UWRF.
Another one of the active Alice in Dairyland finalists, that's Katrina Hosley, originally from Denmark, now a student at UW River Falls. Like we said, they will advance to Door County beginning this Friday for their final phase of interviews before their panel of judges and interaction with agribusinesses in the area Saturday evening, the finale in Sturgeon Bay.
Time to get back in the fields again. Whether you need high-quality used equipment to get the job done, or you have planting or other farm equipment you would like to sell, Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. To find a sales representative near you, or for a list of upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide, visit steffesgroup.com. That's S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com, your auction leader.
So just a quick reminder for our dairy audience. Don't forget, today is the day that the U.S. Department of Agriculture puts in that special mandate. If you're going to be moving lactating dairy cows over state lines, they have got to have paperwork along with them. USDA gave us a few more guidelines on Friday. They said 30 or fewer animals moving at the same time have to be tested. If you've got more than 30 animals moving across state lines, then only 30 animals totaled have to be tested. Now, the way you're going to do this is you are going to have milk or udder secretion samples that have to be taken from the lactating dairy cattle before they move. Each quarter is sampled and combined into one sample for the laboratory. Submissions must be between 3 and 10 milliliters of milk per animal. So there are some specifics that are in place when it comes to our dairy operators that are moving lactating dairy cattle over state lines effective today. As I've said before, I can't get it all to you on the radio, so the best thing, obviously, is contact your veterinarian immediately if you see movement of cattle over state lines in your near future. On Friday, in our dairy markets, barrel cheese gained a quarter of a cent at 177 and a quarter. 40-pound block cheese was up a penny at 175. The AA butter, quarter of a cent higher, 297 a pound. Now, this morning, as far as dairy is concerned, in Chicago, the Class 3 milk for May, which goes to cheese, is down 12 at 17.91. The June milk closed 11 cents lower at 18.09. Right now, December corn still unchanged at 4.73. November soybeans are up 3 at 11.78. July new crop wheat, that's down 3, right now at 6.19 a bushel. A lot of Wisconsin farmers haven't even opened a bag of seed yet, but they have to be paying attention to growing conditions, not just in Wisconsin, but elsewhere. We've been hearing a lot of reports out of Argentina about something called corn stunt disease. It's dropping corn yields like a rock in Argentina. They're down at least 10 to 15% just because of this disease. Dr. Darcy Talenko is an associate professor of plant pathology at Purdue. She has been keeping an eye on this one. She says, normally in the United States, we don't have real big issues with this kind of disease, but she does have advice for growers if we start hearing more stories from the South.
Generally, we don't see many viral diseases here in the United States causing losses to corn. So I would say not really a disease problem I'm worried about seeing. I would keep an eye out, I guess, if I start hearing more reports out of Texas or Florida, where they might start seeing a little bit more infection since it's already been documented there and they've seen in California. So again, we'll monitor that and we'll keep an ear out with our counterparts that are in those states if they start seeing a problem with it. So I'm hoping it's not a disease that we're going to have to worry about.
Dr. Darcy Talenko, she is an associate professor of plant pathology at Purdue University. Now, so what she told us is that the inoculum has to be present for the corn leafhopper to pick it up, and then you have to have populations of the corn leafhopper with the disease that would spread it through the crop canopy. So very interesting relationship. But again, part of the reason I bring it up this morning is we are seeing a lot more insect flight numbers already this early in Wisconsin, if you kind of keep up on the information being shared through the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Pest Monitor or Badger Crop Doc, you'll see how those flight numbers have escalated because we've got such warm weather that we've been enjoying. Not necessarily real warm today, but temperatures are expected to be in the mid to upper 60s tomorrow, mid to upper 70s. And sunshine, same thing on Wednesday. Coming up next, let's hope the weather is going to be good for tomorrow. Why? Because literally thousands of kids from the Milwaukee area are headed to State Fair Park. We'll tell you why when Tess Kirkson from the State Fair Park staff joins us next.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
This is Matt
and Pete Gunderson.
We recently celebrated the life of Dan, a devoted motorcyclist who enjoyed the freedom of the road with other bikers. His celebration involved a final ride in the saddlebag of his best friend, just the way he wanted. Allow us to personalize every detail of a life well lived.
Let our family help your family.
Visit GundersonFH.com. Over 100 years as your hometown life celebration center.
At Denny's Jewelers, we believe hugs never get old.
To make sure your next gift purchase is deserving of a big old hug, join our Denny's Cares a Little More list.
We help you choose what pieces of jewelry are must-haves, so your partner knows exactly what you like.
Then we help make those wishes come true.
Stop by and wrap your arms around the Denny's Cares a Little More list.
And enjoy the hug.
The stage is set, the crowd is holding its breath, and here we go. The tip-off for tonight's meal is underway, and Spudley waits no time, dribbling that Wisconsin potato, sprinting to the kitchen, weaving around pots and pans, and making a clutch shot right in the oven during this thrilling dinner menu matchup. Now, here's a meal that's certainly living up to the hype. Celebrate your own victories in a big way.
High five, Spudley.
EatWisconsinPotatoes.com.
You know, Will, a lot of people say we sound alike.
I'd have to agree with them, Dad.
Well, the two of you may sound alike, but you sure don't look alike.
And your roof doesn't have to look like everyone else's. Allow Sweetle Metal Roofing to transform yours.
See what one will look like on your home.
I'm Mike.
Will.
And Mary Sweeta. Enjoy the long-lasting architectural strength and beauty of a Sweetle Metal Roof.
S-W-I-T-A, metalroofing.com.
Sweetle Metal Roofing, the last roof you'll ever need.
Farm goddess, agricultural princess, queen of all that moves. Nah, let's stick with farm babe. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Well, I want to take time this morning to tell you about a special event that's coming back to the Wisconsin State Fairgrounds tomorrow. And it is going to involve some eager young minds that need to know a little bit more about where their food comes from. Joining me today is Tess Kirkson. She is the public relations manager for the Wisconsin State Fair, and she is also the point person for Ag Discovery Day at Wisconsin State Fair Park. Now, I had a chance last year, Tess, to be at the inaugural event. My schedule is not going to allow me to be there this year. But tell people, give people a little background on why you guys decided to jump all in inviting urban school kids to the fairgrounds at this time of the year.
I mean, we absolutely, no doubt, jumped all in on this project. Back in 2023, you were at the inaugural event. Absolutely incredible. We had about 700 local students, mainly local to the Milwaukee urban area, come out to State Fair Park to experience agriculture. And as, I mean, many people know that Wisconsin State Fair's mission is to be this year-round venue that really promotes agriculture and moves the state forward with positive economic impact in our events. And what we wanted to do was expose this community who's not normally has a lot of exposure to agriculture and seeing where their food comes from, and really get them involved in agriculture. It's such a big priority for us here at State Fair, and we thought with our, you know, the location that we're in, being in Milwaukee, why not take advantage of this? Why not help share our knowledge, our love for agriculture to these students? Mm-hmm. So it started out with 700 students last year, which was a huge hit. We're over 1,000 plus this year. We're having to decline people because, I mean, it's just become such a big event, and it's only going to continue to grow.
I absolutely agree. I remember last year as the school buses were rolling in, and just the pure, you could plug that energy in, we would have lit up all of Milwaukee for a week. So tell people about how you're reaching those kids and trying to help them really understand more about Wisconsin agriculture and where their food comes from, because I learned a lot last year with all the hands-on stuff.
Absolutely. And there's no better way, Pam, than to do it with hands-on learning. So we have the opportunity to bring in livestock, cows, chicks, lambs, all sorts of different animals for kids to see and those students to see and experience while they're here. But on top of that, you know better than anyone else how important Wisconsin commodities are to our state, to our economic, you know, impact, all of that. So knowing that maple syrup and honey and ginseng and all these key things and cranberries come from our state is also a huge part of it. We can't forget about the commodities portion of it as well. We have 27 hands-on stations this year for these students to learn from. Last year we had 22. We've grown in the past year, and I can only see this growing more from understanding, getting people involved on the competitive exhibit side of the fair world and learning about, you know, blue ribbon judging or learning about dairy cattle or the soil. We also work with Milwaukee Area Technical College on some of their urban agriculture that they're working on. There are so many partners in this game now, in this mm-hmm. in this incredible event that have come and helped us build this. It's been such an amazing feeling, especially from, you know, State Fair Park staff, to understand how much support we have in this community for agriculture. So that's been incredibly important to us. It's something we're so grateful for. But they can see all the different elements of agriculture from, you know, we're doing a seeding starter kit and a seed to plant keychains where they can, mm-hmm. you know, kind of make keychains with plants and a horse and around station. And then we have fiberglass cows for milking. I mean, they're really seeing a lot of different aspects of agriculture with experts that are living in that realm. Mm-hmm. It's just a really impactful way for students to learn about agriculture in a completely hands-on way.
Well, it's not just the kids. I talked to a bunch of teachers last year that were equally not just entertained, but informed.
Absolutely. We had so many teachers, actually. One in particular, I remember, I think that you interviewed, who was over the moon about being able to see animals outside of kind of that State Fair time where they would, that's kind of the only right. time they get to see these, you know, animals sometimes. And just having them understand, you know, the differences between, you know, all the different nuances in the ag industry, the ag world, was just so, it was really a unifying moment when you mm-hmm. think about it, of bringing these two kind of groups together to learn and in such an open environment and really a way, a risk-free environment where everyone was just really open to learning. So it's a fantastic kind of magical thing that happens here on Ag Discovery Day. We're so proud to be hosting it and so looking forward to hosting it in years to come. Mm-hmm. And with nearly 30 hands-on stations for students and, of course, the teachers, it just doesn't get any better than that.
No, I agree. I agree. And God bless all the volunteers, all the folks that put in the hard work. And Tess, like we said, hopefully it is a beginning of a long history with the Wisconsin State Fair. And like you said, God bless that State Fair remembers its agriculture mission. I mean, that resonates with us here at the Midwest Farm Report. Always happy to talk about it.
Absolutely. We're always happy to talk about it. Agriculture is a cornerstone for us, and we will never forget that.
Beautiful. Glad to have it. Well, good luck. Hopefully the weather cooperates. Tess Kirkson along with us, Director of Public Relations for the Wisconsin State Fair. The buses start arriving at State Fair Park Tuesday morning, 9:30 until 1:30, and then everybody walks away exhausted. Thanks, Tess. Appreciate you stepping in this morning. Tomorrow morning, John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, will be joining us live right here. And rainfall reporters, don't forget, still interested in your tallies for the weekend? That's 877-301-FARM, our Midwest Farm Report. Talk text line 877-301-3276. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam.